5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful day. It is Friday, and you know what that means. It is Financial Friday. I am so excited about today's show. Hey, shout out to you for tuning in. It's the afternoon check-in with your favorite host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar Judah radio show and podcast. If you're not following the Roar Judah on social media, stop what you're doing right now and go follow the Roar of Judah on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you would like to visit the website, just hold on, I got you. www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. Be sure to tap in. If you would like to donate, visit the website. Click the donate button. We'll greatly appreciate you. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor and you have a faith-based business and you would like to partner, reach out to us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. Now, you know, we always kick off the show with prayer. We're going to check out the weather later. I'm excited. It's Financial Friday, so you know we're talking about finances. As always, we got a great show packed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your awesome power. Thank you for your awesome keeping power. For there is no God like you. For you sit high and you look low. Your favor is unmatched. Your grace is sufficient. Your mercy endureth forever and ever. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being our Lord and our Savior, our King. For there is nothing impossible for you. On this day, we ask that you be with us as we go out and as we come in. We'll give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Wow, I don't even know where to begin. It's Financial Friday, and we're talking about the importance of financial literacy. This journey for me, and hopefully for you, has been a wild ride. Financial literacy has been something that really has been challenging. And this is something I want to share with you. You can learn anything if you can understand the terminology first. I think that that's the most important part. You can learn calculus if you understand the terminology. You can learn any type of literature if you understand the terminology. Finances is nothing different. You just have to understand the terminology, the terms, as we say. It's Financial Friday. We're talking about financial empowerment and wisdom. And the word talks about finances and stewardship and wisdom. And one scripture says, get wisdom and put it around your neck. So that's how important wisdom is. We are here to talk about how important financial literacy is and how it shapes our financial destinies. You know, I come with scripture. Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. I'm going to read that one more time. Proverbs 22 and 7 says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. That says a lot about finances right in that. I love Luke 14 and 28, King James Version. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? And basically, that just means, who goes to build a tower without first not sitting down and planning and strategizing about the cost of building the tower? And in the end of that scripture, it's talking about sufficient to finish, meaning, do you have enough resources? What is your resources looking like in order to build this tower? And that is called counting the cost. Listen, don't get me started. It's Financial Friday. I'm excited. Listen, another scripture, Proverbs 21 and 5, King James Version. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. I can stop right there. I can literally stop right there. That's a mouthful right there. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. But the scripture says in Proverbs 21, 5, King James Version, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. That means that we cannot rush. The scripture says, be anxious for nothing. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. That means you got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. And financial literacy is about understanding the terminology so that we can have stability going forward. We have to make sound decisions by first understanding the basic concepts of financial literacy and what components go into that, such as budgeting, saving, investing, debt management. We empower ourselves when we understand this terminology, and it helps us to navigate the complexities of the financial world. And not only that, but we can help others. When we have confidence and clarity about what we're dealing with, we can empower and help others. And I'm excited about Financial Fridays because this is an opportunity for us to gain more wisdom about areas that we need to be confident in, especially in our community. We'll be right back. What's good, tribe? It's your favorite podcast host, Jumai Saleem, from the Roy Judah Podcast Show, with some exciting news. That's right, some exciting news. The Roy Judah will be airing right here on Gospel 107.1 FM, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Looking for motivation, inspiration, empowerment, and business news? Well, join the tribe at 3 p.m. on January the 22nd. We are back. We are back. Welcome back, tribe. If this is your first time joining, please share the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast with at least two people. It takes 2 seconds. That's right, 2 seconds to share with two people. We greatly appreciate you. If you did not know, my name is Jumai Saleem. This is the Roar of Judah radio show. Shout out to my brother Rufus over at the RH3 show, and most definitely shout out to Gospel 107.1 FM for having the Roar of Judah radio show here on the greatest and the hottest platform in the world. That's right, Craig, in the world, playing the hottest gospel music and to have some great shows lined up. I want to say this, that God will give you a vision for things that do not make sense in the moment, in the place that you are, where it looks like you have none of the resources and none of the tools that you need in order to fulfill the vision. But it's not your job to fulfill it. It's God's job to bring it into timing. It's about timing. Really quick story. The podcast, the vision that God gave me for the podcast was multi-layered, and it wasn't making sense. I'm like, well, God, why do you have me strategizing and stretching and expanding and thinking of all of these awesome ideas and giving me these awesome visions for the podcast, and I'm not even using this portion of it. It was a particular portion of the strategy. And I just kept plugging away at the podcast, And then my brother Rufus talked to me about the radio show and things of that nature. And the next thing I know, I get a reach out and, you know, the extension. And so I was like, wow. And I did it in the first go round. And then some things took place and I had to step back and regroup. And then this time it was like I was more prepared. The very thing that I thought God was doing for something else was meant for this platform. I'm saying all of this to say, because it's still on point, don't think I done took you somewhere and I'm not going to bring you back. Financial Friday, the importance of financial literacy. And I'm using this analogy to help you understand that God will give you the details in small bits, small pieces, because he doesn't want to overwhelm you. And he definitely doesn't want you to get the big picture and try to run off and make it happen on your own. So he only give you a little bit at a time. I'm saying that because the strategy he gave me would have never fit the podcast. It was bigger than the podcast. So he needed another platform. This is the platform. Whew. So now you got My Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays. And again, that's just a portion. There's still more to the vision that has not unfolded. But with this platform, it enables the Roar Judah radio show and the podcast to build up the other parts of the vision. It's about stewardship. I know you felt like I went all the way around the world, but I brought you right back to today's topic, the importance of financial literacy. It's about stewardship. See how I did that? Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's always about stewardship. You cannot go up until you first go out. I'm going to say it again. Write that down. I cannot go up until I first go out. Let me break it down. You plant a seed in the ground. The seed is inside of a shell. The component that you need has to come out of the shell first. Then it has to come out the dirt, into the dirt, and then it has to come up through the dirt until it breaks through the ground. You have to first go up in order to go out. Just marinate on that. As Country Wayne say, let that sizzle in your spirit. You got to go out before you can go up. All right. Every house is built on a solid foundation. When we talk about financial literacy, we're talking about financial stability, which builds the foundation for your future. Without the proper wisdom and terminology, you will have no understanding or no knowledge of what you need to have in order to have a successful financial future, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones. That's why we was talking about life insurance and having insurance and medical, dental, vision. All of these things are small portions of a financial portfolio. Let's put it like that. And even if we go into financial portfolio, that's something totally different. But I just kind of want to run that together. Like, your financial portfolio has to do with your investments and things of that nature. But when we're talking about your financial portfolio for your life, let me clear that up. We're talking about the financial portfolio of your life. That means that you need health insurance, dental insurance, vision, life insurance. If you have a business, business insurance, equipment insurance. All of these are foundational pieces to build a successful financial future. We have to continuously learn and educate ourselves and equip ourselves with the right tools and insight needed to build a secure and prosperous future. Again, not just for ourselves, for our loved ones. Do you know how many deaths there have been, and people have to do a GoFundMe and they don't have life insurance? It is saddening. It really is, because we are not equipped. It's not like the information is not out there. It's not like it's not available, but people choose to put their focus on things that's tangible, that have no true value, and they build no wealth. Don't get me started. It's Financial Friday. I'm going to go there. Yes, while you was alive, you had 200 pairs of shoes, but you could not afford your death burial. I know it's wrong, but I got to give it to you. You had the latest vehicle, you had the latest watch, you had the latest whatever, and your family could not afford to bury you. Do you know how many pictures I've seen on social media where the person was standing in the picture and they had a whole bunch of money, or they had a whole bunch of jewelry on, and then their family, they pass away, and then their family is asking for donations to bury their loved one? Oh my God, that is sad. Because during that person's lifetime, and I'm not talking about the person's character because I don't know them, right? But what I'm talking about is during that person's lifetime, all they worried about was the tangible things. They did not invest in the financial well-being of their family and loved ones in preparation of their leaving. I'm just going to say what I got to say today. Bear with me. It's Financial Friday. We're talking about some tough stuff. But I just want to plug this in your ear. If you do not have life insurance, first of all, that means that you have not stewarded what God has given you well. You have to remember that this life is just not about you. Again, I got to plug this book. We talked about it yesterday on Thankful Thursday. I'm going to bring it up one more time. Just the last time. I'm reading a book, and it's entitled Get Out Your Head by Jenny Allen. It is a number one bestseller. It is a faith-based book. It has a faith-based foundation to it, but it also has a psychological piece. And one of the things that I read in chapter 13 last night was she was talking about how when we live our life, we have to remember that we're not living our life for just ourselves. Whew, I'm telling you, the book is amazing. Again, Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen. If you do not have this book in your book collection and you are an avid reader, or you like to read, or you enjoy reading, because it's therapeutic for me, go get this book. Again, Get Out Your Head by Jenny Allen. She's talking about how we're not put on earth. God did not give us a purpose just for ourselves. We have not been given gifts and talents and resources and any of that just for ourselves. We have to equip those who come behind us. Really quick story. When my mother passed, I did not know none of this. My mother had a life insurance policy on not only herself, she had two on herself, one on my dad, one on my sister, one on me, one on my brother, one on two of my kids, because my other son, Jacob, had not been born yet. That is stewardship. That is thinking long term. It's Financial Friday, and my message here is simple. We have to think long term. Nobody is promised forever. And so we want to be prepared. We talk about the word of God. We're talking about wisdom and the importance of wise stewardship and being diligent in planning and managing not only our finances, but our future. Ooh, somebody write that down. I must manage my finances and my future. For the person in the back, I see you. Please write this down. I must manage my finances and my future. So we have to continuously seek wisdom and guidance from God's word, which aligns our financial decisions with his principles, kingdom principles, and we honor him by doing well with what we have been given, aka stewardship. Don't get me started today. I'm just here to try to inform the people of what we need to be working on. It is time out for the games. We are grown. Listen, we need to be in position. If something popped off, are you in position? Not just with life insurance, but are you in position? My auntie, shout out to Aunt V, she's always on me about having an emergency fund. We have to be mindful of our spending and our decision making. Having an emergency fund is important. It sets a tone. It puts you in a better position. It's Financial Friday. You know what time it is. We got more to talk about. But for the meantime, we'll be right back. Baby, let's go. Alrighty, tribe. We are back. We are back. It's the afternoon check-in and weather report with your host, Juwan Saleem. This is the Roar Judah Radio Show. Let's check into this weather. Clarksville, Tennessee is 65 degrees, cloudy, and strong winds. The Bahamas, it's 74 degrees, sunny, strong winds. You guys be careful out there. Charlotte, North Carolina, it is 59 degrees, cloudy, and strong winds. Bundled up, Queen City. Nashville, Tennessee, 61 degrees, cloudy, and light rain. Grab an umbrella. St. Louis is 68 degrees, cloudy. Memphis, Tennessee, the M, light rain, cloudy. Oak Grove, Kentucky, cloudy and windy with a high of 62 degrees. Be careful. Salisbury, North Carolina, 58 degrees, cloudy and strong winds, bundled up. Statesville, North Carolina, the home team, 58 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. That is your weather report. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. We're talking about the importance of financial literacy. And before the break, we was talking about the importance of having an emergency fund. 3 to 6 months, experts say 6 to a year. 6 months to a year is what you need to have saved up. And during this difficult time in life, it is very hard to put something back. But a little bit helps more than nothing. I'm going to say that again. A little bit helps more than nothing. Be sure to put something back so that when hardships come, uncertainties, that you have something put away to help you navigate the tough terrain of life. Again, we're talking about the importance of financial literacy, and we have to remember that we need to cultivate financial stability in our communities. I'm gonna say it again. We need to cultivate financial stability in our homes and our communities. We are in pursuit of financial stability, not just in our homes, but in our neighborhoods, in our communities. We need to have a cornerstone of financial well-being and peace of mind so that we can strengthen not only our lives, but the people's lives around us and those who have yet to come. I want to quickly say this. It took me so long to understand the importance of financial literacy, but we're here. And that's all that matters. It's never too late. Let me say that. It's never too late to get the components that you need to understand financial literacy. Grab some books. That is why I'm an avid reader. I love to read. There's so much information in books. Yes, you can Google it, but I love the fact that I can have the hard copy or the paperback in my hand and I can pick it up and I can go to it and I can make highlights and I can study it. It's just like the Word of God. The more time you spend with it, the more acclimated you become with it. Don't get me started. There are 11 sectors. Let me just say this. This is how deep this thing gets when we're talking about finances. I was doing some research. I got led down this rabbit hole, but it opened up and it's so clear. The picture is so big now. There are 11 sectors. In those 11 sectors are industries. In those industries are industry groups. In those industry groups are sub-industries. A lot of people who own businesses, entrepreneurs, people of whatever group, whatever race, whatever business you own, whatever industry you're in, they are not even in the sub-industry. They work for the sub-industry. This thing gets deep. The 11 sectors sit at the top. You're talking about energy. You're talking about fuel. You're talking about consumer discretionary. You're talking about a lot of different things that a lot of people have not even thought about. They have us so busy fighting over something that doesn't even matter. Meanwhile, at the top, they're making billions and billions of dollars. Not just in a year, they're making billions of dollars in a month. So let me break it down just a little bit more. When you go get a business license, every business is classified with a code, right? The code just specifies what sub-industry you in. It doesn't classify what industry you're in. It just specifies what sub-industry you're in. So, for example, if you're a hair salon owner, well, in your mind, you're thinking, I own a hair salon. But that's just a sub-industry to something so much bigger. That would be the hair industry. Hair and salon industry is actually what it's called. But that hair and salon industry falls, it gets bigger, it falls under a sector. I'm telling you, it get deep. We have to get the terminology. We have to learn what's going on. We're not even scratching the surface. You hear me? When I went to go do this research on these 11 sectors, we are not even scratching the surface in the African-American community. We are so caught up on the little things that really are not tangible. And if we could get to the bigger picture, we could work less and make more. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying that we can work smarter and not harder. It's Financial Friday. I'm here to give you what I got. Listen to me. It gets deep. Again, we're talking about financial stability. Matthew 6:33, King James Version, because you know I'm coming with Bible. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God knows exactly what you need. I'm always going to come back with Bible. I'm going to give you some facts, but I'm going to come back it up with some Bible. Proverbs 3:9, King James Version. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. We're talking about financial stewardship, stability, and wisdom. This is one of my all-time favorites, and it goes back to what I was saying. This just echoes what I was saying. Proverbs 13:22, King James Version. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. In another scripture form, I don't know which version, it says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. For those who, you know, care to read in another version, I think one of the versions says that. But the first part of that scripture, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. That's first generation and second. That says a lot. And I know that it says a good man, but we're talking about, we all have a role to play in this thing. We have to get set up. We are not set up. We are not set up to carry on legacy. We must carry a legacy of stewardship. That was good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We must carry a legacy of stewardship. Not just the behaviors, not just the actions. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Not just the attitude of mom and them or daddy or whoever, but we need to steward a legacy of financial stability. Listen to me. I want you to understand that financial stability is not about wealth, but it's about establishing a firm financial footing that withstands the uncertainties of life. It's about living within our means and saving for the future and preparing for those emergencies that you cannot see coming. They're called the uncertainties of life. I'm telling you what I know. Prime example. And I'm stepping on my own toes. Always going to step on my own toes to let you know that it's real. At the end of last year, 2023, in December, my son Jacob lost the only key to my car. Mind you, we're in the middle of packing. We're moving into a new place. Thank you, Lord, for favor. We're moving into a new place. And he loses the key. Now, I look high. I look low. I went outside. I even dumped the trash out and looked and went through that nasty trash. I still owe him for that and still didn't find the key. All my people that was around me said, hey, chill, relax. This might be a sign from God that you need to rest or whatever. The key is probably going to be found when you're moving. You're going to find the key when you move. Listen to me. I still ain't found that key. And I told a story about how God blessed me. My uncle, shout out to my uncle in Cartersville, Georgia, who blessed me to be able to have the resources to get the key because the key was expensive. And the guy who did the key told me that Kias, Hyundais have the most expensive key replacements. He said a guy had to get a replacement for a Hyundai. It was $1,700 for just the key. About passed out. What I'm saying is that life has so many uncertainties. It caught me off guard. I'm in the middle of moving. Money is tied up into moving and other things. But had I had more, and I'm stepping on my own toes because that's what I like to do. I'm not going to talk about the plank in your eye without talking about the plank in my eye. How about that? All right. But what I'm saying is that had I had more put back, this wouldn't have been a wild situation. Let me be clear. The key was never found. Okay. It was never found. But what I will testify about is, because the key was lost and I only had one key at the time that the key was lost, God restored the one key and then gave me an extra key. And I told that story really quickly. The locksmith, they couldn't program the key, so they had to order another key. And they actually got that key programmed. And he said, you know what? We can't do anything with the other key. So now you got two keys. Have a great day. There's always a lesson in everything. And again, it's Financial Friday. We're talking about financial stability. Financial stability is so important. It is so, so, so important. Because we live in a world that is consumed by consumerism and instant gratification. Living within our means requires discipline. Listen to me. Restraint. It's about prioritizing what's important. Long-term versus short-term. Wants versus needs. It's Financial Friday. We're talking about the importance of financial stability and wisdom and stewardship. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe. We are back. We are back. It is Financial Friday. I'm your host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah Radio Show. We're talking about the importance of financial literacy, financial stability, and the pursuit of financial freedom. We have to remember that we live in a very consumer-minded world. I was just talking to one of my friends the other day, and I was saying how every year it's the same holidays. Every year they mark up everything. Every year people go out and buy these items as if we already don't have enough stuff. I mean, really. Well, let's get into it. Every year is Christmas. Every year is Valentine's. Every year it's Easter. Every year is some type of holiday where people are going out making unnecessary purchases. People have 10 TVs in their house. And the crazy part is you don't even have 10 people in your family. I'm going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that alone. We're talking about financial stability and the importance of it and the pursuit of it using wisdom and understanding how to steward and steward well. We have to learn how to be frugal with our spending. We have to lay the groundwork for financial stability. And even to have a financial future, we must lay the groundwork. As we bring the show to a close, I want to say something really quickly. King Solomon, which was David's son, when God asked him, what did he want? King Solomon didn't ask for tangible things. King Solomon asked for wisdom to rule God's people. By him asking for that, that glorified God. God ended up giving him everything and more. It makes so much sense now what the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom and all these other things will be added. It's Financial Friday. We'll see you next week. Mind Shift Monday's coming up. You are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. One love.